It's Friday, December 20th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, House Republicans' slimmed-down plan to try to avert a government shutdown was defeated in a hastily called vote Thursday, as several dozen GOP lawmakers joined with Democrats in rejecting the proposal endorsed by President-elect Donald Trump. The revised legislation proposed extending government funding for 3 months and providing more than $100 billion in disaster relief and aid for farmers, while stripping out a series of other provisions, such as restrictions on investments in China, 9/11 healthcare funds, and new rules on pharmacy benefit managers. It also proposed suspending the nation's borrowing limit for 2 years. It had 174 votes in favor and 235 against, with one member voting present, well short of the two-thirds supermajority required under special fast-track procedures. Crucially, it was also shy of a simple majority of the GOP-controlled chamber, dimming its chances of being brought to the floor again and marking a setback for both Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson. If no bill is passed and signed into law by President Biden by 12:01 a.m. Saturday, the federal government would partially shut down, furloughing thousands of federal workers, though critical services would continue to function. In other news, a Chinese national was arrested Thursday on charges of acting as an illegal agent for Beijing when serving as the campaign manager for an unnamed politician elected to a city council in Southern California 2 years ago. The arrest of Yao Ning Sun, 64, came at a time of rising concerns that the Chinese government has cultivated a network of operatives to influence local elections in the U.S., to install politicians who are friendly to Beijing and can help promote Chinese interests. According to a complaint filed Tuesday in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California, Sun is accused of conspiring with Chen Jun, who was sentenced to 20 months last month for acting as an illegal agent of the Chinese government. Chen, who is 71, also a Chinese national, pleaded guilty in July to using Chinese money to bribe federal agents to undermine the anti-Beijing spiritual group Falun Gong. The charge against Sun shows that Chen also conspired to interfere with local elections. Around the world, European Union leaders insisted on Thursday that no decisions can be taken about the future of Ukraine without its consent or behind the backs of its partners in Europe, barely a month before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Ukraine's position is precarious more than 1,000 days into the war. Russia continues to make gains on the battlefield, pushing the front line gradually westward despite suffering heavy casualties. Ukraine's energy network is in tatters and military recruits are hard to find. In a show of solidarity at a summit in Brussels with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, many EU leaders repeated a variation of what has become a common mantra: nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine, nothing about security in Europe without Europeans. Rumors are swirling in Europe about possible peace talks in early 2025 and whether European peacekeepers might be needed to enforce any settlement, but the EU leaders are trying to keep a lid on speculation about what they are prepared to do so as not to tip their hand to Russia. Back in the U.S., President Biden is pledging to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by more than 60% by 2035 as he fights to ensure his legacy on slowing global warming, even as President-elect Donald Trump vows to undo much of Mr. Biden's climate work when he takes office next month. Mr. Biden said the new goal, which supersedes a previous plan to cut carbon emissions at least in half by 2030, keeps the United States on track to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions economy-wide by 2050. The U.S. is making a formal submission of the new target, known as a nationally determined contribution, to the United Nations under terms of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, Mr. Biden said Thursday. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.